请弟兄姊妹，我们一同同心祷告。
Brothers, let's pray together.
爱我们的主，我们感谢你。
The Lord loves us. We thank you.
在你复活的早上，我们又一同聚集在这里。
In the resurrection morning, we can gather here.
今天我们要讲到教会的事。
Today we will be talking about the church.
我们特别需要你的怜悯和恩典。
We really need your grace and your mercy.
因为这个题目是仇敌说最不喜欢听的。
Because this is a topic that the church, that the enemy do not want to hear.
历世历代以来
，for generations，
仇敌逼迫教会
，the enemy persecuting the church，
残害圣徒
，and killing the saints。
但是你还是保守你的教会。
But you still kept your church.
因为你是为教会舍命的主。
For you are the Lord who died and laid down your life for the church.
你是把一般在罪恶当中受辖制的人拯救出来。
You have delivered those who have been in bondage to sin and delivered them.
摆在教会中。
And put them in the church.
让他们能为你所见证。
That they can be testimony for you.
所以仇敌最不喜欢这件事。
So Satan really hated this.
他极力的要搅扰打击你的教会。
And he tried his best to disturb, to damage the church.
直到今天还是这样。
Until today, it's still the same.
我们早上求你用你的恩手托住我们。
This morning, may your gracious hand supporting us.
交通这个教会的事情的时候。
As we fellowship on this matter of the church.
让圣灵在这里掌权。
That the Holy Spirit have his authority here.
圣灵把你的权柄带下来。
The Holy Spirit bring down your authority.
让我们能和你同心。
That we can be in one heart with you.
知道教会的事。
And know about the church.
也爱教会。
And love the church.
满足你的心意。
And satisfy your heart desire.
有一天教会要准备整齐。
One day the church will be ready.
成为你的心腹。
To be your bride.
到那一天教会要在荣耀中。
And that day the church will be in glory.
你做教会的头元首。
You'll be the head of the church.
你要得着最高的荣耀。
You receive the highest glory.
所以主，我们今天在这里仰望你。
So today, Lord, we are looking to you.
不止与我们同在。
That you may be with us.
要开启我们的心。
And open up our hearts.
让我们认识你的教会。
That we may know your church.
也让我们爱你的教会。
That we may love your church.
像你爱教会一样。
Like you love the church.
听我们的祷告
Listen to our prayers.
宝血遮盖我们
May the precious blood covering us.
奉主耶稣的名
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我实在感谢主
Brothers and sisters, I really thank the Lord.
直到昨天的晚上，我还没有一个把握能够今天早上来和弟兄姊妹交通。
Even until last night, I do not have that confidence to share with you.
根据我过去的经验,
According to my past experience,
每一次要和弟兄姊妹交通到教会的事,
Every time we mention about the church,
总是有很多的打岔,
There's always many disturbance.
或者让我的身体有软弱,
Sometimes cause my body to be weak.
或者让环境有难处。
Or the environment has some impact.
今天我坐在这里。
Today I'm sitting here.
首先要感谢主。
First, I want to thank the Lord.
他给我里面有很强烈的感觉。
He has given me a very strong feeling.
他必要保守我。
That he will keep me.
能够在这里把所交付我的向弟兄姊妹有交通。
So that I may share with you clearly what he has given me.
我礼拜四就把这个资料交给负责。编印这今天这个次序单的弟兄。
On Thursday, I have passed the information to the brother who is carrying for the
题目摆进去。
The newsletter, but it was not printed today.
我今天的题目是我爱我主教会。
My topic today is I love my Lord and the church.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个征战。
Brothers and sisters, this is a struggle.
这是
a warfare
和魔鬼撒旦正面的冲突。
This is a direct confrontation with Satan, the enemy.
仇敌最怕教会。
The enemy really fear the church.
所以在交通以前，我先多说几句话。
So before I share this, I want to say a few more things.
过去有很多 不准确的一些想法。
Is some of our incorrect understanding.
一些不准确的观念。
Or thinking about the church.
一提到教会。
When we mention the church.
很多人想到就是这个房子。
People think that it's this building.
明天是主日了。
Tomorrow is Sunday.
要到教会去。
We need to go to the church.
就是到这个礼拜堂。
We go to the building.
这不是教会。
This is not the church.
这是教会聚会的地方。
This is a meeting place of the church.
你我就是教会。
You and I are the church.
教会是一般人。
The church is a group of people.
神把他们从罪恶当中、罪恶的辖制当中拯救出来。
God has delivered them from the bondage of sin.
聚在一起。
And we gather together.
这个聚集就是教会。
And this gathering is the church.
我们所在的地方是教会聚会的地方。
The places we meet in is just a meeting place for the church.
前一段时候我们要买这个会所。
Not long ago we were purchasing this building.
有很多的人说我们要买个教会。
And many people say we will buy the church.
没有一个人能买一个教会。
No one can buy the church.
也没有一个人能组织一个教会。
And no one can organize the church.
只有主耶稣基督他能够设立一个教会。
Only the Lord Jesus Christ can set up the church.
是用他的宝血买出一般人回来。
He has purchased a group of people with his precious blood.
见证神的大爱。
And to testify of the great love of the Lord.
见证主耶稣基督的牺牲。
And to testify of his sacrifice.
他爱他的教会。
He loved the church.
为教会舍命。
And laid down his life for the church.
圣经从来没有说一个建筑物。
The Bible never mentioned that a building can be the church.
没有人能买一个教会。
No one can buy a church.
但是教会可以买一个聚会所。
But the church can buy a meeting place.
所以根据我们的经历。
According to our experience.
过去多年来我们叫这个聚会的地方叫教会聚会所。
So we say the place that we meet in is the church meeting place.
有的地方叫做基督徒聚会所。
Some say Christian assembly place.
是一个聚会的地方。
It is the assembly point.
不是教会。
Not the church.
我们不是坐在教会里。
We are not sitting in the church.
我们是坐在聚会所里面。
We are sitting in the meeting place.
教会不是一个房子。
The church is not a building.
你不是能到教会里去。
You can't just go to the church.
你说这是过去很多的人有个错误的观念。
So these are the very wrong understanding in the past by many people.
今天我的题目是我爱我主教会。
And today my topic is that I love the Lord, the church.
我不是要鼓励弟兄姊妹去爱这个会所。
We do not encourage brothers and sisters to love the meeting place.
当然我们要照顾这个会所。
Of course, we need to take care of it.
我们要好好地保护它。
We need to protect it.
让我们能在这里聚会。
That we can gather here.
但是这不是教会。
But this is not the church.
教会的历史还不到两千年。
The church history is not even 2,000 years.
在历史当中。
In the history.
没有一个时期教会是不受逼迫的。
There's not one time that church was not persecuted.
逼迫教会不是拆这个会所。
And to persecute the church is not just take down the building.
仇敌兴起人来逼迫教会。
The enemy raised up people to persecute the church.
这不是新闻。
This is not new.
历史历代以来。
In the past history.
每一个时代。
Every generation.
在每一个地方。
Every place.
只要是有人的地方。
Wherever there's people.
只要是有基督徒的地方。
Wherever there are Christians.
教会就受逼迫。
Then the church will be persecuted.
教会所受的逼迫有很多各式各样的逼迫。
There are all sorts of persecution that is against the church.
但是他们不是逼迫一个聚会的地方。
But they are not persecuting just a meeting place.
他们可以拆毁一个礼拜堂。
They can totally demolish a church building.
但是他们不可能拆毁教会。
But they cannot demolish the church.
因为教会是基督所救赎回来的。
Because the church are people that are redeemed by God.
教会是永远存在的。
The church forever exists.
只等到新天新地的时候。
Until the new heaven and new earth.
教会还存在。
The church will remain.
他是要做基督的配偶。
He shall be the, she shall be the bride of the
Christ. 所以开始就是我先把这个观念
of Christ
建立起来。
So before I start, I want to build up this understanding.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个蒙恩得救的人
，Brothers and sisters, each one of us who are saved by grace.
神把我们聚集在一起。
God gather us together.
这就是教会的活动。
And this is the activity of the church.
我们不是要有一个漂亮的礼拜堂。
We're not just having a beautiful looking building.
这个大教会。
We say this is great church.
富丽堂皇的教会。
It is a luxurious church.
我教会的荣耀是建立在教会的头基督身上。
The glory of the church is built on Christ, the head of the church.
你我能够好好的敬畏主。
You and I can fear the Lord.
为他的救恩做见证。
And to be a testimony of his salvation.
这就是教会的功用。
And this is the work of the church.
也是教会荣耀的一个任务。
It is the glorious purpose of the church.
主耶稣升天以前，
before Jesus Christ ascended,
对门徒说，
he spoke to the disciples.
你们要往普天下去，
he said, go unto all the world.
传福音给万民听，
and the disciples all nations preach the gospel.
或者说使万民做我的门徒，
and disciple all nations.
我就常与你们同在，
and I shall be with you always,
直到世界的末了，
until the end of the world.
世界的末了，
the end of the world,
就是新天新地的来临，
is when the new heaven and new earth descended.
我们不要怕世界末日，
we do not worry about the end of the world.
对基督徒来讲，世界末日是好消息。
For Christians, the end of the world is good news.
世界末日就是说主耶稣来了。
The end of the world means Jesus comes back.
主耶稣再来了。
Jesus returned.
他要把新天新地带来。
He will bring the new heaven and new earth.
他要来迎娶的教会。
He will raise up the church.
就个人来说，我们要个人面见主。
On the personal level, we will see the Lord personally.
但是主耶稣再来的时候，
But when Jesus returns,
他是要把他的教会提取。
He will be taking the church with him.
现在我们在地上是好像一个将要结婚的女子。
Today we are on earth, we are like a bride,
准备结婚。
Preparing to get married.
准备一切的事情。
Prepare everything ready.
为了迎接新郎。
To in order to receive the bride.
当主耶稣再来的时候。
When Jesus returns.
照着圣经所说，那就是他要来婚娶的时候。
That according to the teaching of the Bible is when he comes
他要来
for the wedding.
接受神所给他预备的一个新娘。
He will come and receive the bride that God has prepared for him.
圣经里面叫新妇。
The Bible says she's the bride.
是基督的配偶。
She's the partner of the Christ.
这就是教会。
This is the church.
所以我们欢迎世界末日。
So therefore we welcome the end of the world.
因为末日的时候主耶稣基督就来了。
Because at the end of the world, Jesus Christ shall return.
来迎娶所预备的教会。
And he shall receive all that belong to the church.
我们现在每一个人得救的信徒。
Every believer that has been saved.
都是在教会当中。
We are in the church.
除非你没有接受主耶稣做你的救主。
Unless you have not yet received Jesus Christ as your Savior.
你若接受了主耶稣做你的救主。
If you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
你就是教会的一部分。
Then you are part of the church.
圣经说我们是基督的身体上的肢体。
The Bible says we are the members of the body of Christ.
每一个得救的信徒。
Every believer that has been saved,
都是基督身体上的一个肢体。
And they are a part of the member of the body of Christ.
或者是肢体上的一个小的细胞。
Or a cell in the body.
所有的细胞聚集在一起。
All these cells will come together.
这些细胞是从哪里来的呢？
Where does it come from?
是从罪恶的人群当中拯救出来的。
They have been redeemed out of the sinful mankind.
是在所有顶撞神的人当中拣选出来的。
They have been delivered from the group of people that oppose God.
神为着要拣选这一班人，
In order to choose this group of people,
就差遣他的儿子主耶稣来到地上。
He sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come to this earth.
照着神所预定的。
according to the determination of God, that he will deliver everyone.
他为这些人上了十字架,
and for this group of people, he go to the cross.
他为这些人所犯的罪,
for this group of people, he paid the price for their sins.
简单地说,
in the sense that he died for the, this group of sinful people,
就是在世界上的人群当中,
that among the group of people all over the world,
拣选出来的,
he chose them.
他把这些人摆在一起,
he put them together.
在各地都是这样,
it is the same all over the world.
基督徒的聚会,
the Christian assembly,
聚集在一起,
gathering together,
这就是教会的活动,
this is the activities of the church.
这是教会,
this is the church.
我们看几处的圣经,
let us read a few scriptures.
以弗所书,
Ephesians.
新约的以弗所书,
in the New Testament, the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书这一封书信,
Ephesians, this book,
是专以讲到教会的事,
especially talk about the church.
在第一章的22节,
in chapter 1, verse 22,
就是从22节读,22、23节,
from verse 22 to verse 23,
神又将万有伏在他的脚下,伏在基督的脚下,
God had put all things under the feet of Christ,
使他为着教会做万有之主,
and gave him to be head of over all things to the church.
这里说万有之首, 就是万有之主,
to be the head of over all things into the church, it means to be the head of the church of all things.
教会是他的身体,
and verse 23, the church, which is his body,
是那充满万有者所充满的,
the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这个万有者所充满的, 最好的翻译是说, 是在万, 是万有的丰满,
and it is the fullness of him,
是那充满万有者的丰满,
it is the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
基督一切, 他所包括的一切万有,
everything that contained in Christ, all creation,
都在充分地充满在教会中,
it is fully now immersed in the church.
人要认识基督,
if anyone want to know Christ,
只要认识教会就够了,
they must know the church.
因为教会是基督的丰满当中的表现,
because the church is the full expression of Christ.
教会是基督的身体,
the church is the body of Christ.
身体, 是和生命有关系的,
and the body has something to do with life.
我们中文也是很清楚的,
in Chinese it's very clear, when a person's body has life, it is called a body.
没有生命叫尸体,
without life, it is a corpse,
不叫身体,
not a body.
这是很清楚的,
this is very clear.
教会是基督的身体,
the church is the body of Christ.
身体是个有机体,
and the body is the organism.
有生命的充满在里面,
it is full of life.
要有生命的表现,
it has the expression of life.
生命的表现就是生活,
the expression of life is your living.
没有生命的人, 没有生活,
without life, you have no living.
也不能生活,
you can't live.
我们说一个人活着, 就是有生命,
a person lives because he has life.
你活着的是个身体,
and the body that you live in,
身体可以有生活,
you can have the expression of life.
生活是借着它的表现, 表现出来的,
and by this expression, it can express life.
这个身体是活的,
because your body is living.
它会动,
it can move.
它会做这个做那个,
it can do this and do that.
它可以表现刚强, 有的时候也软弱,
it can express to be strong and sometimes express to be weak, but he has life.
教会是基督有生命的身体,
and the church is the body that has life.
教会和基督的关系是生命的关系,
and the body has a relationship with Christ.
教会不是个人间的组织,
The church is not a human organization.
几个人在一起志同道合。
A few people gather together, they have the same will. Let us build a church.
有很多的人就是这个观念。
And some people think that it's the idea.
他们去搞一个教会。
They try to make a church.
我认识一个传道人。
I met a preacher before.
他就这样和我讲。
He told me like that.
他说我从前在某一个地方聚会。
In the past, I was meeting in
some
place. I'm not happy with it.
我就在他们当中联络一班人。
So among them, I grew.
离开那里。
I gathered good people.
我们出来又搞了一个新的教会。
Then we have built another church.
他我说你一共搞了几个教会啊？ 我搞过五个教会。
I said to him, how many church you have made? He said, I made
这个人根本不认识教会。
This person did not know the church.
根本不明白。 教会和生命的关系。
He does not know the relationship between life and church.
教会乃是一位生命的主在地上的表现出现。
The church should be the full expression of the life of Christ.
这一位生命的主把他一切的丰富都充满在教会中。
This Lord of life expresses fullness in the church.
充满到一个地步，丰满了。
Until such a place that it is fully expressed.
所以这里说，教会是基督的身体。
So here he says the church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
The fullness of him who fills all in all.
神也安排，教会是基督的身体，让他为着教会。
The Lord also put him as the head of the church.
那位充满万有者,
the one who is full, fills all and in all,
要显明他的丰富,
will express his fullness
就是借着教会,
through the church.
这是真正的教会。
This is true church.
在以弗所书第二章那里又有一处这样说。
And then in chapter 2 of Ephesians, it says this.
第19节开始,
verse 19 onwards.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅, 是与圣徒同国, 是神家里的人了。
Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
20节, 并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets,
有基督耶稣自己为房角石,
Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone,
各房靠他联络的合适,
in whom the whole body being fit together,
渐渐成为主的圣殿,
grows into a holy temple in the Lord,
你们也靠他同被建造,
in whom you also are being built together,
成为神借着圣灵居住的所在,
for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
这里有一个词出来, 家, 教会是神的家。
Here there's a word saying being the house of God, the church is the house of God.
是我们这些人同被建造,
that we as a group of people being built together,
是一位万有的神,
that this God who fills all things
借着圣灵,
through the Holy Spirit,
就住在这个被建造的圣殿,
He lives in this holy temple that has been built.
这个圣殿是用什么来建造的呢?
And what is this holy temple built with?
不是用石头,
not by bricks and
stones,不是用砖瓦,
or a tiles,
乃是用每一个神所救回来的人。
But it was built by the redeemed people of God.
We are
the materials that God used to build the temple.
简单地说,
simply speaking, that the church is what God is building.
神把每一个救回来的人,
that every redeemed people
聚在一起,
He gathered them together.
被建造,
And they are being built together. They can become the holy temple of God.
神要借着圣灵住在教会中。
And through the Holy Spirit, God will dwell in the church.
这个建造 乃是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
And this building is that God dwell in it through the Holy Spirit.
居住的所在就是居所。
The place he lives in, it is his dwelling place.
是简单的来说，神要建造一个圣殿。
In another word, when God built a holy temple,
成为他的居所，
to become his dwelling place,
我们每一个人都有一个居所。
We all have a place to live.
这个居所的意思就是说你住在里面。
This dwelling place means that you live in it.
你可以去旅行住在旅馆里。
You can go traveling and live in hotels.
那不是你的居所。
But it is not your permanent dwelling place.
你要住在里面。
You need to live in it.
你的家在那里。
Where your house is.
这个才叫你的居所。
And that is your home, your dwelling place.
你要不是安家在那里。
If you are not living there,
那不算你的居所。
Then it is not your dwelling place.
最多是一个客房、客栈。
It can only,
一个旅馆。
Can only be a hotel, a temporary place.
一个寄居的地方。
A place that you dwell temporarily.
寄居的地方不算居所。
It is not your dwelling place.
这个我们住在地上。
We are living here.
我们是寄居在这里。
We are actually temporary dwelling in this earth.
我们说安家是地上的家。
Our home today is just an earthly home.
是暂时的家。
It's a temporary home.
我们那个永远的家就是教会。
Our eternal home is in the church.
这个教会是神所建造的。
Because this church is built by God.
建造成他自己的居所。
It can become built up as his dwelling place.
神要住在里面。
God shall dwell within it.
有一帮基督徒聚在一起。
When there's a group of Christians dwelling together,
当人来到这里，来到我们中间，
when people come together, come among us,
要是他的灵里会有感觉，
if he has a feeling in his spirit,
你就参加一个聚会，
he go to a meeting,
很热闹，
it is very, very noisy,
很兴奋，
full of excitement,
但是你觉得没有神的同在。
But you felt there's no presence of the Lord.
那就不是教会。
Then it is not the church.
但是你到一个地方有基督徒的聚集。
Or you go to a meeting place where Christians meet together.
你进到他们中间。
You come among them.
你感觉神的同在。
You felt that God is with them.
满有神的同在。
Full of the presence of the Lord.
这个灵里会清楚的。
And your spirit will know.
因为圣灵在我们里面。会给我们感觉。
Because the Holy Spirit within you will keep
告诉我们说这里有神的同在。
It tells you that it's the presence of the Lord.
那么你就可以把你自己安家在这里。
And then you can dwell in that place.
这就是神的居所。
This is the dwelling place of God.
也是你我的家。
It is the house for you and me.
就是这几节的意思。
That is the meaning of
this. 这样你们不再做外人。
Therefore you're no longer foreigners.
客旅。
Or pilgrims,
乃是与圣徒同国
but fellow citizens with the saints,
是神家里的人了
and members of the household of God,
并且被建造
and being built up together,
在使徒和先知的根基上
on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
这里有个讲究
here is something that we need to emphasize.
有心的弟兄姊妹要听清楚
brothers and sisters, if you serve the Lord,
很多的人在解释说我们要把教会建立在使徒和先知的根基上。
Some people think that we should build the church on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
使徒是神的仆人。
The apostles are the servants of God.
先知是神的代言人。
And prophets are the spokesperson for the for God.
他们不能做教会的根基。
They cannot be the foundation.
这句话翻译的很清楚。
Here, translation is quite clear.
使徒和先知的根基上。
It's built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Where are the foundations of the prophets and,
先知的根基是什么?
apostles?
是基督。
It is Christ.
因为神立了一个根基，把教会建造在上面。
Build a foundation.
教会唯一的根基就是基督。
The only foundation for the church is Christ.
使徒和先知的根基
The foundation of the Christ and the prophets
也是基督
The foundation of
Christ 所以很多人在这里解释他们 我们有一个领袖。
Someone say we have a leader.
我们要把我们的教会建立在这个领袖上。
We say we will build our church on this leader. So and so is the founder of the church.
这些都是不合圣经的。
These are not biblical.
这些都是不合真理的。
Not truth.
宣信博士是宣道会的创办人。
Simpson is the founder of the church alliance, missionary alliance.
你可以这样说。
You can say that.
但是你不能说宣信博士是教会的创办人。
You cannot say Dr. Simpson is the founder of the church.
教会是从基督产生的。
The church came from Christ.
基督没有创办一个教会。
Jesus Christ did not build a certain organization church. But he gave birth to Christ, to the church. Here we have many parents. Are your children organized by you?
是你生出来的。
It is the children are born by you.
也不是你造的。
Not made by you.
造一个儿女出来,
you say you can build a child.
你可以生出来,
you can give birth to them.
只要你有生命,
as long as you have life.
你们夫妇有健康,
and you're both husband and wife are healthy.
生命充实,
you're full of life.
就可以生儿女出来,
then you can give birth to children.
但是你不能创办儿女,
but you cannot build your children or make your children.
基督和教会的关系是生出来的。
The relationship between church and the Christ is that it was given birth by Christ. So analogically, we can say that Eve came from Adam.
讲笑话,
someone say a joke.
亚当是徒造的,
Adam was made from the dust of the earth.
但是夏娃不是徒造的,
but Eve was not.
夏娃是肉造的。
是亚当的肋骨造出来的。 Came from the side of Adam.
所以亚当见到夏娃以后说, 她是我骨中的骨,肉中的肉。
So when Adam saw Eve, he said that she is the flesh of my flesh, the bone of my bone.
他没有说, 这个女人是土中, 是我土中的土。
He did not say that this woman is the dust of the dust.
教会是基督肋旁所生出来的。
So the church likewise was given birth from the side of Christ.
你记得耶稣在十字架上的时候,
remember when Jesus Christ was on the cross,
用兵丁用枪刺他的肋旁,
the soldiers, they had pierced his side with a spear.
那都是预表。
All these are just a symbol.
圣经怎么说呢? 就有水和血流出来。
And the Bible says out came blood and water.
主耶稣钉在十字架上,
the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified with the cross. And his side was pierced
流出水和血,
by spear and came
他说流的血,
out blood and water.
他说流的血是洗净我们一切的罪。
The blood he shed cleanses all from our sins.
他说流出来的水是把生命给我们。
The water came from his side, give us life.
产生了教会,
given birth to the church.
教会是基督的肋旁所流出来的。
The church was flowing out from the side of Christ.
所以教会和基督的血和水有关系。
So therefore, the church got something to do with the blood and water of Christ.
教会和十字架有关系。
The church has relationship with
the cross. 没有十字架就没有教会。
Without the cross, there's no church.
教会中一定有十字架。
The church must have the cross.
十字架代表什么?
And what does the cross represent?
正面代表我们的奉献。
Positively, it talks about our offering.
旧约的祭坛。
The Old Testament altar.
新约没有了。
We do not have them in the
New Testament. 用十字架来代替。
It has been replaced by the cross.
这个是十字架，是永远的祭坛。
And this cross is the eternal altar.
我们的主耶稣在上面一次的献祭。
The Lord Jesus Christ offering himself out once and for all.
他把他自己挂在十字架上。
He was hanged on the cross.
意思就是说，他把他自己 摆在祭坛上。
Meaning that he put himself on the altar.
他这一次的行动。
And that his once action like that.
就成功了永远的救赎。
Forever he accomplished redemption.
所以他死了以后不需要再有祭坛。
So after he died, there's no need anymore for the altar.
因为这个十字架就是最后的祭坛。
Because that cross was his last altar.
主耶稣把他自己摆在上面。
The Lord Jesus Christ put himself on the altar.
成功了永远的救赎。
He accomplished eternal salvation.
所以我们有一首诗歌，有一句话讲得很好。
Therefore, there was a hymn that spoke of this very well.
从今以后。
From now on,
不需要祭坛，没有坛。
There's no more altar.
也没有再不需要再流血。
There's no more shedding of blood.
因为他一次的流血
，For once and for all,
就成功了永远的救赎。
He accomplished eternal salvation.
这个成功就是教会的出现。
And this accomplishment is the birth of the church.
所以说，我说教会的。历史没有不还不够两千年。
So let's we can say that the church history is not even 2,000 years.
在圣经里，教会的出现。
In the Bible, the Bible recorded the birth of the church.
是主耶稣升天以后。
It happened after Jesus' ascension.
把圣灵降下来。
And He given us the Holy Spirit.
那就是五旬节的故事。
That was the story of the Pentecost.
五旬节的时候。
At Pentecost,
教会开始,
the church began.
使徒们在那里传福音,
the disciples were preaching the gospel.
一次三千人得救,
and once 3,000 people got saved.
一次五千人得救,
and another time 5,000
people got saved. 这三千人和五千人就是教会,
and this 3,000 and 5,000, they are the church.
使徒行传里面,
in the book of Acts,
就是说到教会的故事。
Talking about the story of the church.
先有教会,
First they had the church.
再有聚会的地方,
then they will have a meeting place.
所以使徒行传里头, 常常在母母信徒, 母母圣徒家中的教会。
And sometimes they greeted saints so and so in the church of your house.
在这个家里聚会。
There's a group of Christians meeting in that house.
就是教会。在某一个人的家中聚会。
So the church was meeting in that person's house.
这是教会的光景。
This is the situation of the church.
自从五旬节以后。
Since Pentecost.
教会产生了。
The birth of the church.
仇敌魔鬼是最怕教会。
Satan, the devil, he is really worried about the church.
因为有一天教会要胜过他。
For one day, the church shall overcome him.
要代替他。
It will replace him.
与基督一同掌权。
And rule together with Christ.
所以有了教会以后，逼迫就来了。
So when we have the church, persecution shall arise.
教会当中第一个殉道者就是叫做 Stephen.
The first martyr for the church was Stephen.
那是逼教会受逼迫的第一个殉道的人。
He was the first martyr for the church.
从那以后
，From that time onwards,
教会就一直受逼迫。
The church will continue to be persecuted.
最严重的
，More seriously,
历史所记载的
，and the history have a record.
直到今天还有。事迹可以查考的。
That we can still examine the facts.
你今天到罗马去旅行。
If you go to Rome.
他们一定带你去一个地方。
They'll take you to a place.
这个地方叫 Colosseum.
A place called Colosse.
就是斗兽场。
Colosseum, which is a place where the animals fighting.
那是为什么建造的呢？
And how was it built?
是为了逼迫基督徒。
Is to be built for the persecution of Christians.
在主后大概八十多年的时候。
After 80 years AD.
罗马帝国的一个该撒，该撒就是王皇帝了。
There's a Caesar in Rome. He's like an emperor of Rome.
他的名字叫做 Nero.
His name is Nero.
他这个。在拉丁文里就是个黑的意思。
In Latin means he is black.
这个黑帝王尼禄他就最讨厌基督徒。
And this black Caesar, black emperor, he really hated Christians.
因为基督徒不崇拜他。
Because Christians do not worship him.
他就造成一件事情。
So he made something.
他就放火烧民居。
And say he basically burned an arson the city.
皇宫里这个楼台上就看这是火烧。
And he sat on his palace and looked at this fire burning everywhere.
他最喜欢这个。
He loved that spectacle.
便是他的一个享受。
And he enjoys it.
以后老百姓觉得这个皇帝太可恶了。
And when the people really gone against the emperor, saying that he is evil,
需要造反,
and they are to go against him,
那么这个话传到皇帝那里,
and word came to the emperor,
他就有一班人, 他就找一班人去造谣,
then he sent out a group of people to make rumors.
在这个民居放火的人呢, 是基督徒,
he said it was the Christians who are the arsonists.
所以就让人呢, 把基督徒捉来,
so he asked.People to bring in the Christians.
他建造了一个斗兽场。
And he built a Colosseum.
这个斗兽场里面养了很多野兽。
He has many wild animals in that.
就把捉来的基督徒放在斗兽场。
And he put the Christian in the Colosseum.
要和野兽搏斗。
And so that they may be fight with the wild animals.
人怎么能够和兽搏斗呢？
How can man fight against wild animals?
所以就用这个，他就在一个看台上欣赏。
And then he can enjoy this scenery on the stage.
坐的就是他的朋友。
And people who watch it are his friends.
当时的贵族。
All the high class peoples.
和那些逼迫基督徒的人。
And the people who persecuted the Christians.
现在变成一个去游罗马的一个景点。
Now it become a bit a popular place for tourists in Rome.
以后只等到三百多年的时候
And after 300 years AD,
主后三百多年的时候神兴起另外一个罗马的皇帝
God raised up another Caesar in Rome.
那么我们就知道他的名字叫君士坦丁
And his name is Constantine.
他信了耶稣
He believed in Jesus.
他信也是迷信。
But his actual belief is more like a superstition.
因为他觉得耶稣的这个能力很大。
He felt that Jesus' power is great.
能吸引这么多人来相信他。
Can attract so many people to believe in him.
所以他就用这个十字架做他的军队的符号。
So he used the cross as a symbol of his army.
那就是他兴起来这个十字军
and he raised up the crusaders
向东去和回教的人就是现在这个伊斯兰教的人打仗
and he went east and tried to have a war with the Muslims
因为他的帝国很大
because his power is great
受到这个伊斯兰教的这个军队的攻击
And has always been under attack by the Muslims.
他为了要保守他的领土
In order to keep his territory,
他就建立一个军队叫十字军
He built up his army called the Crusaders.
他要靠这个十字架人的影响
And by the influence of the cross,
来打仗
To fight that war.
那么好像魔鬼的计谋也是很奇妙的
And Satan'sTricks is plenty. When he raised up the cross, symbol of the cross to fight the Muslims, and he gained victory, then he said, I want to believe in Jesus.
他一信耶稣就把基督徒暂时的没有受迫害。
And he said he believed in Jesus, so he stopped persecuting Christians.
变成基督徒很吃香了。
And being Christian now became popular.
结果就产生了今天的天主教。
And he given birth to the Roman Catholic Church.
凡是不信耶稣的人
，whoever do not believe in Jesus，
就遭到天主教的审判。
They will be judged by the Catholic Church.
有的人也被绞刑死掉。
And some people even die of cruel punishment.
天主教一直统治这个教会的活动。
And the Catholic Church has the monopoly of the activities of the church. It was called the Dark Ages.
只等到主后一千五百多年。
Until the 1,500 years later,
基督徒只能够做地下的信徒。
That Christians can only be Christians on the earth.
好像今天在中国的大陆。
Like in China today,
从前叫地下教会。
We say the underground church.
现在叫家庭教会。
Now called the family church, house church.
那么当时天主教的时期也有在地下教会。
In the Roman Catholic's power, there is also the underground church.
很多人不跟从天主教。
Many people do not want to follow the Catholic church.
是一个人的组织。
But it is a man's organization.
他们的教皇高过皇帝。
And even the Pope actually has higher power than the Emperor.
他们也用很多的武力来逼迫真正的基督徒。
They also had much power to persecute the Christians.
所以当时的教会都到地下去聚会。
So many true Christians, they met underground.
你要到罗马去也有这样一个景点。
If you want to go to Rome, there is also such a touring place.
到一个地下的地底下的通道。
And people has gone to the catacomb.
在挖很多的地洞。
That they have many such tunnels underground.
当时的基督徒就在里面聚会。
And there are Christians meeting in those places.
我有机会去看过这样的地方。
I had the opportunity to go and visit this place.
那都是真正的基督徒受逼迫的一些见证。
These are the testimony of the true Christians.
今天他们还在天主教的管理之下。
Today they are still in the care, under the care of the Roman Catholic Church.
你要进去要付钱。
When you go there, you need to pay money.
去看那些地下的教会聚会的地方。
To see the catacomb, the underground church.
三十年前在中国还不至于这样。
30 years ago in China, we don't even have that.
我们称作家庭教会。
We just call the house church, the underground church.
因为不敢公开。
Because we are not there to be public.
有十几个人一起聚会。
There are more than 10 people meeting together.
唱诗祷告。
When we sing and pray,
要关起门来。
We have to shut the door.
你不能公开地宣扬主的福音。
We cannot publicly pronounce the name of Christ.
你要公开地传福音。
We cannot pronounce the gospel publicly.
劳改营就是为他们预备的。
For otherwise we'll be put into a labor camp.
想不到在今天21世纪。
And we never know that in the 21st century,
还有这样的事。
We still have that happening in China.
虽然今天的环境有一点改善。
Even though there is some improvement on the situation.
但是真正的基督徒还是不受欢迎的人物。
But the true Christians are still not popular.
这就是教会的历史。
This is the history of the church.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
基督的见证。
Testimony of Christ.
所有敌基督的。
Everyone who is antichrist.
都把教会当作眼中钉。
They will see the church as something they must defeat.
把教会当作仇敌。
And the church is the enemy to them.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我今天的题目是我爱我主教会。
My topic today is that I love the church of the Lord.
每一位弟兄姊妹。
I hope every brother and sisters
你能够爱主的教会。
That you can love the church of the Lord.
因为教会就是主自己。
Because the church belongs to the Lord. It is our testimony.
和在地上的代表。
And the representative of the Lord on earth.
你就是教会组成的一部分。
You are a part of the member of the body of Christ.
刚才我们唱的是说神看教会像他眼中的瞳人一样宝贝。
Just now we sang the hymn saying that God see the church as the apple of his eye.
我们也要爱主的教会。
We should love the church of the Lord.
因为这是用主的宝血所买赎回来的。
Because she was redeemed by the blood of the Lord.
我们盼望主充满在教会中。
We really hope that the Lord will fill the church.
用他充满万有的那个丰富。
The fullness of him who fills all in all.
充满在教会中。
He can fill the church.
他纯正的话语
that his pure words
能够在教会当中被传递
can be spread in the church.
真理能够在教会当中被建立起来
and truth shall be established in the church.
教会是真理的柱石
the church is the pillar of truth.
这是提摩太前书三章十六节告诉我们
This was written in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
提摩太前书三章十六节
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
从第十五节读起
Reading from verse 15.
倘若我单言日久你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
But if I'm delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God.
这是保罗对提摩太的交代。
Paul's giving instructions to Timothy.
我不在的时候，我也知道你懂得在神的家中该怎样行。
He said, if I'm not there, you should know how you conduct yourself in the house of God.
这家就是神永生神的教会。
This house of God, which is the church of the living God.
所以教会是永生神的家。
The church is the house of the living God.
是神安家的地方。
It's the place where God dwells.
真理的柱石和根基。
The pillar and ground of the truth.
我们信仰的根基
the foundation of our faith
就是教会
is the church.
今天你要认识真理吗?
If you want to know the truth,
只有在教会中才有永生的真理。
Only in the church can you find the truth of eternal life.
经得起考验的真理。
The truth that can go on.Can be tested by time.
是真理的柱石和根基。
The church is the pillar and ground of the truth.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
什么是真理?
What is truth?
真理就是真实的东西。
Truth is something that is real.
经得起考验的。
Something that can be passing the test.
有永远价值的。
Has eternal value.
永不改变的。
Can never change.
只有神是真理。
Only God is truth.
只有神的儿子说，我就是真理。
Only the Son of God can say, I am the truth.
基督是真理。
Christ is the truth.
他是唯一的真理。
He is the only truth.
从前，在中国有一句话。
In the past in China, there's a word.
我们有很多的人都是从大陆来的。
Many of us here came from China.
可能也经过那个时期。
Perhaps they had gone through the period of time.
那就是大概六十年代、七十年代上一个世纪，1960到1980年之间。
That's in the '60s and seventies between 1960 and 1980.
中国有一个领袖。
There was a leader in China.
大家都很崇拜他。
Many people admire him, worship him even.
他们有一句话说。
They say this.
我们领袖的话。
Our leader's word.
一句顶一万句。
One word, one of his words will be worth more than 10,000 words.
句句都是真理。
Every word is truth.
你们听说这个话吗?
Have you heard this before?
我们领袖的话。
Our great leader's word.
一句顶一万句。
One word is worth 10,000 words.
句句都是真理。
Every word is truth.
这句话的本身
That word
欺骗了不晓得多少人
Had deceived multitudes of people.
这句话本身就否定了他自己
This word itself actually denied himself.
真理只有一个
Truth can only be one.
但这个领袖的话能够一万句句句都是真理
And these leaders 10,000 words every word is truth.
要是句句都是真理就不值钱了
If every word is true, then it's no longer valuable.
就经不起考验了。
It cannot pass through time.
那事实也是这样。
And truth shows us.
今天这个领袖过去了。
Now this leader has passed away.
他的话变成垃圾了。
His word became rubbish.
没有人再记得了。
No longer people remember.
而且人他的地位已经从人的心里拿走了。
And he no longer has a place in the heart of man.
但基督的教会。
But the church of Christ.
是真理充满的地方。
It is a place filled by truth.
你要找真实的事情吗？
You want to find something real?
你要找真正永远价值的事情吗？
Find something eternally valuable?
只有在教会中。
Only in the church.
教会是真理的柱石和根基。
The church is a ground and pillar of truth.
因为基督是永不改变的。
Because the church can never change.
他就是道路。真理生命
He is the way, the truth,
除了他以外
and the life.
天下没有赐下别的名可以代替他
Apart from his name, there's no other name given on heaven or on earth that can replace him.
做人的救主
That he is the savior of mankind.
拯救罪人
He saves sinners.
因为只有他有资格为人死
Only him.
只有他的宝血有价值可以洗净人的罪
qualified to die for man and his precious blood
无罪的代替有罪的
he is sinless one replacing the sinful one
这就是教会的根基
this is the ground of truth of the church
这也是唯一的真理
this is the only truth
相信主耶稣
believe in the Lord Jesus Christ
接受他做救主
receiving him as your savior
你就是得着拯救
Then you receive salvation.
你就从罪恶里被救出来。
You have been saved from your sins.
你就是和圣徒同国。
That you are in one in the kingdom of God.
你就能在神的家中定居。
You can dwell in the house of God.
今天在澳洲很多移民。
Today in Australia there are many migrants.
来到这里第一步先做居民。
They came here firstly as a resident,
然后做定居长居
then became a permanent resident.
可以长期居留
They can live here permanently.
教会是神长居的地方
The church is a permanent dwelling place of God.
你要在教会中，你就得着一个永远的居留权
If you are in the church, you are receiving a permanent residency.
在神的家中
in the house of God.
这是我想时间够了。我就交通这么多。
My time is up. That's all I can share.
教会是神的教会。
The church is the house of God.
是主的教会。
It's the church of the Lord.
感谢神，也是你我的教会。
We thank the Lord. It is the church for you and I.
在其中，我们要爱他。
We are in it. We need to love it.
我们要欣赏他。
We need to admire it.
我们要珍贵他。
We need to treasure it.
我们要好好地把我们自己。投入在其中。
We need to give ourselves within it.
我们要为他流泪。
We need to shed tears for it.
我们要为他流汗。
We need to shed sweat for it.
甚至我们要为他流血。
We might even need to shed our blood for it.
许多为教会流血的人。
Many people who shed their blood for the church.
他们胜过仇敌，胜过撒旦一切的权势。
They overcame the power and authority of Satan.
启示录里告诉我们说。
The Bible in Revelation says to us.
弟兄们胜过那恶者。
For the brethren overcome him.
是靠羔羊的血。
By the blood of the Lamb.
和自己所见证的道。
And the word of their testimony.
自己所见证的道。
The word of their testimony.
就是教会应有的见证。
It is a testimony of the church.
神让我们居住在他的家里。
God wants us to live within his household.
是要做他的见证。
That we can become his testimony.
人看见教会。
That many people see the church.
就应当遇见主。
They should see the Lord.
教会，人到教会中来。
When people come to the church.
能享受神的同在。
They can enjoy the presence of the Lord.
我们要爱主的教会。
We need to love the church of God.
珍惜它。
To treasure it.
这是我交通的一个头。
This is the beginning of my fellowship with you.
我还要一半没有交通。
I have another half of the story.
没有时间了。
I do not have time.
暂时停在这。
I'll stop here.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主，我们感谢你。
The Lord who loves us, we thank you.
你是教会的元首。
You are the head of the church.
你是教会的头。
You are the head of the church.
我们是你身上的肢体。
We are the members of this body.
我们感谢你，你流了你自己的血。
We thank you for you laid down your blood.
你把自己摆在祭坛上。
You put yourself on the altar.
你结束了一切献祭的事。
He concluded all matter about offering.
你成了永远的救赎。
He became the eternal redemption.
你把我们摆在教会中。
He put us in the church.
做你的见证。
To be your testimony.
人看见我们。
When people see us,
就看见你的慈爱。
They can see your love.
就看见你的信实。
Your faithfulness.
就看见你的公义。
Your righteousness.
看见你的恩典。
Your grace.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
教会。是你流血所产生的。
The church was given birth by your blood.
你爱它。
You love it.
像爱眼中的瞳仁。
Like you love the apple of your eye.
但是你叫我们也爱你的教会。
You cause us to love the church.
你让我们在教会当中变成一个有生命的影响。
That we may become an influence of life to others.
有生命的活动。
And activities of life in the church.
有生命的表现。
Expression of life.
一切教会所应有的。
That everything that church should have.
在我们这些。可怜的人身上能够显出来。
Can be magnified in us.
当然，你十字架的工作。
May the work of your cross.
在我们身上能够让圣灵运行。
Can move freely in us through the Holy Spirit.
结出圣灵的果子。
To bear the fruits of the Spirit.
见证你是何等
荣
耀尊贵的主。
You are glorious and honorous.
你牺牲了自己。
God.
产生了教会
For you've given yourself to the church.
让我们爱你的教会
May we love your church.
也愿意为教会摆上一切
And be willing to lay down all things for the church.
听我们的祷告
Listen to our prayers.
荣耀归给你
Glory be to you.
奉主耶稣的名
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen.